This is Channel 101, a continuation of the visit with Mr. Guthrie. This is Friday morning, 11 September 1970. This is the beginning of Channel 101, and the continuation of the visit with Mr. Guthrie. This is Friday morning, the 11th of September 1970. This is the beginning of Channel 101, and a continuation of the visit with Mr. Guthrie. This is Friday morning, the 11th of September 1970. This is the beginning of Channel 101, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie. This is Friday morning, the 11th of September, 1970. This is Channel 101, the beginning of Channel 101, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie. This is Friday morning, the 11th of September, 1970. This is the beginning of Channel 101, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie this 11th of September, 1970. And I didn't have the microphone plugged in up to 72. Now, this is 11, and there's nothing on the tape up until 72. Just advance the tape up to 72. This is 13. And nothing is on this side of on this tape, channel 101, up until 72. It starts at 72. I didn't have the microphone plugged in. I caught it pretty soon. It's 72. It goes up to 72 before I plugged in the microphone. This is 17 now, and it's nothing on this tape up to channel 101, up to 72. Up to 72, channel 101. This is 18, 19, and there's nothing. I forgot to plug in the microphone. There's nothing on this tape up to 72.
The black things that you can't see them in the daylight, much less
at night. That's right.
And on that black surface, you see, yours is not black surface. The other one is over there.
Yeah, ours is black. Isn't it? It looks black at night.
Yeah. You see one of them black cows standing on that at night. I don't even know where the eyes would shine.
Why the wind jar headed? You suppose he'd come home at lunch?
No, ma'am, I won't go today. I'll wait and see. If Marvin gets that piece, well, he can put it in his bill.
Yeah.
And do you know where he lives?
I know where he lives and where he works.
I know where he works, but now where does he live? Up that Boardman?
Mm-hmm. And you go to that dead end, turn right onto the 441. Well, you know that old that nigger church there?
Yeah.
Well, he lives right in front of it. Your brother Fred lives in a new house, and he lives in the old house back of Fred's.
It's on the left side of the road, crossing the little up from the church.
Yeah.
You can't miss it.
Kind of out there in that corner. Did you turn to go to Boardman?
You know where the old cemetery is?
It's on the right?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that same little road goes down to his house. To the left.
To the left.
That's the Farm Ball Cemetery.
Did his wife ever come back?
She did once.
But she left again.
I don't know. Did she?
Miss Dodd told me she did.
She was smart. She was a smart girl. I used to see it out at the drugstore.
Have you been over and seen the Dodds' new house?
Let me see. I haven't really seen it.
No. You know, we haven't seen them but about twice this summer for about 10 minutes at a time.
You know, in the kitchen, they got the kitchen and dining room built together. And she's got a condominium rug in there that just covers half of it.
Oh.
And she told me that thing cost her over $200. I said, "Why, Ms. Dodd, how in the world?" She said, "It sure did."
I never heard of one a rug like that costing that much.
Congolium.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't seen that.
You know, I figured they were had a turn for the better. Buying all those, well, you know, they've been trading around a lot.
Well, it might not be as bad as they think it is. Like I told her, I said, just hope for the best and hope it ain't like you think it is.
Buying all those high-priced cows.
That's the only thing she told us. She wanted us to see those heifers she bought.
That's why I went over there, but she wasn't there. Were the heifers or cows? Cows.
I really don't know.
You haven't seen them?
I seen them off at a distance.
Yeah.
She says she still got to buy her a bull.
Yeah. Well, why didn't she buy a bull up there?
I don't know.
I'd rather buy a bull up there than just look around the countryside and eat. Pretty reliable color, I think, up there. You never had dealings with them?
The livestock people?
Up there, where they bought the cows.
Santa Fe, wasn't it?
I thought she bought the cows through the livestock market.
Oh, did she?
That's what I thought.
Well, I thought she bought some from that Santa Fe.
Well, she might have did.
Santa Fe River Ranch.
She might have did.
From Bill Steele.
But I'll tell you, you have to have a good bull.
And I know somebody's got to buy one, but I'll say I don't know where I'm going to get it, but I got to buy me a bull. My bull, I'm afraid he's ruined.
Yeah. Can't take a chance on a bull. That's hard business. Yes, because, you know, you can tell a difference when you get a good bull.
Oh, my.
No, sir. No, sir. I've got to get a bull, too, of mine. My bull. I've got those heifers of his out there.
He's a good bull, but we just don't need to have him breed his own grandchildren. You had enough?
No. Yes, ma'am. Couldn't take any more. Had too much.
Faye?
Yeah.
Where? Did you know we had a new member of the family?
What's that, the coat?
Yes.
She told me this morning.
Yeah, we got a new one. He's right out here, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, how old is he now?
He's about 5 months old.
Yes, sir.
5 months?
Yeah, we got him over from Sunshine Stud.
Oh.
He's not.
Now, got him to play with or something.
You mean you bought him?
No, they just give it to him. He ain't mine. He belongs to Nick, you know, the boy that. And they had these horses there that are not great horses and keep them there, you know. And then the foals, they don't have a use for it, so they can't sell anything that's not thoroughbred, you know. Give him to him. Brought him over here. Yeah, three or four of them in that big van. Brought him over here so he'd behave and wouldn't hurt himself.
They spend money.
You don't know when your boy will be back?
No, he'll be going away to school, I guess, so we won't get any more work out of him till next summer. You know, he'll be by, but he won't be worth much. He'll have something else on his mind. He might lend us a hand Christmas or something like that.
He never has.
But I'll tell you, you just have to have some help. And I
tell you, this school business don't seem to mix with being useful.
No, that's just like the university job. Can't get nothing done at home. There's so much.
And once they start the school, they ain't in account.
And they got to go.
What, didn't people used to go to school and come home and feed the hogs and milk and things like that?
We did, and walked to school at that.
Well, what do you suppose was the difference?
I just don't know.
I don't think the schools encourage them to do much else now.
You know, that I wondered that the other day.
When your nephew, when the boy was there?
Yes, ma'am.
They want him to play. They don't, work is not a part of their teaching. Now you inquire around and tell me what you find. If you find out if any of the schools have suggested to any of these children that when they go home at night, they worry about that, or on the weekend.
You know, one of the things I've got to get out of, they got me up for jury service Monday.
Yes.
And I got to go in and see Judge Murphy this afternoon. See if I can get, I don't mind being on the jury, but this is a terrible time. I declare.
Yeah.
Ooh. Just beginning of school and everything.
Well, I hope they don't never call me.
Lord. I don't know what you do. I was told to go and talk to Judge Murphy. Because this is the beginning of next week, the beginning of our busy work, you know, there in town. I was off all summer. I could have served. But boy, they say it's hard to get out of.
That's what they say.
The sheriff can just come get you. So I was told that I could talk with him sometime this afternoon. And you know, I hate to say, you know, I want to get out of it when I know it's a duty, you know, that citizens need to do. I tell you. Step out here and see my soul before you jump and walk away. Let's see what's there. We still talk about them. I can't make them like you.
Oh,
you're going to have to do it again for us.
We don't.
Okay.
We don't get to see you very much.
Wish you lived about around the corner. However, it's not far.
No, it's not far from Tampa.
I wouldn't say this is such a successful visit this morning. All the news seems to be
calamity
on the dismal side.
Well, I guess maybe it'll perk up one day.
You just had no business fixing me a lunch.
Well, honey, there's nothing to it. I can tell you. You can see at a glance that there's not much lunch there.
Yeah. Good influence. Make us sit down and eat. If it hadn't been for that, we might just be running around. Phil, you got to call the judge, you know.
He seems to be right busy.
Yeah.
I can't get some arm.
I got to call a tractor place when I get to the house and find out about that part. Call Marvin.
Marvin can. He ain't too eager to hear the news, is he?
Now you see.
Well, I guess what they start doing, they'll sell you two balers from now on. So if one.
I'm not
going to
buy any more Baylor, mister.
Okay.
I ain't going to buy no more equipment.
A little piece of this good cheese. You use some sugar in your tea?
What else you need?
Well, I need a fertilizer distributor if I stay in business.
And put it out yourself and not have it done.
That's right.
Have you priced them?
No, yes. First of the year, they were $375.
A whole half a ton or something like that?
No, just one of these easy flows.
The long ones.
That's right.
Gosh, I'd love to have something like that.
I would too, but I just didn't have the money to buy it.
Well, if
I buy it on time, it costs us more.
I'll tell you what Jarhead told me one time. I've done this, I told you this a number of times. I was down there complaining about how much they wanted to charge me for a hair. Couldn't afford it. And Jarhead said, he's not a great spender, you know. He says, you know, it's got to the place where you can't afford not to buy it.
Mm.
That's true if you're going to stay in business.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to go ahead and buy it.
But, Miss Mayor, it seems to me that something's always out of fix.
Yes.
Well, now, what all needs to be done over at your place now?
Oh, goodness, I wouldn't know. Chicken yard needs to be fixed, and the hen house needs to be built. The pasture needs mowing. Hay needs to be saved. Garden needs to be planted.
When's the last time you had a garden?
Year before last.
Now that saves you, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What would you plant if you had a garden?
I'd plant cabbage and mustard and turnips and rutabagas and carrots and beets and onions.
Well, now, are they all spring gardens?
Yes, sir. Fall.
And fall?
Mm-hmm.
But now cabbage is, you can just plant that in the spring?
Mm-hmm, sure. Get them in early.
You got to get them in before it gets too hot.
That's right.
But you get your garden ready now?
That's right.
You plant seed or the slips?
The seeds.
Do you put your seeds in the row or have a little
in
bed?
In the row.
For cabbage?
And then you can pull them off. Turn them out.
Turn them out.
There's one squashy sandwich I made for you.
It's all right.
Hard to eat.
I just ate breakfast just before I came over here.
I don't have a garden, I believe. I'd have made money if I come over here if I had just had a garden. I consider my disposition and
yeah, if you had vegetables to sell over here, you ought to do good.
Wouldn't that have been nice?
Well, it'd be something to have just something to eat.
That would.
Because when you go in the store.
Yeah. That's right. And then if you got somebody to come to see you, you got plenty to eat, haven't
you? That's right.
You have a right smart company. Still, don't you?
All right, smart.
And some of it, you don't know ahead of time.
That's right.
But you got a deep freeze. And you're pretty safe there, because you can always...
Why don't we just... pack up some time and just go over that way and sort of stop and spend the weekend.
Well, why don't you?
Other people go over and spend the day and things like that, see? Mm-hmm. And she don't run them off.
Why no?
Well, might try it sometime.
I had something yesterday afternoon from Winster. Mr. and Mrs. Langford?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it used to be the way they used to. I used to think it's nice for the children can go off and spend a week with their relatives somewhere. And they'd do the same thing there they would at home, you see. But it seemed like different. You know, they'd play with the other children and get in trouble a little different way. It worked.
I tell you, it's hot. This has been a hot summer.
It has. It's still hot to me.
Yeah.
And you add a lot of company onto this, it's sort of hard on you.
See, you just had a lot of company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it comes in spurts. And I'll tell you another thing. If things are going on out here, it seems to attract people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when they like to come. Come and stay.
And you see, when you're trying to make some hay or trying to work with the cattle, you just can't stop and visit. You got to go ahead and do
it. You don't visit any. You just keep moving, you know.
You just have to go on and do what you have to do. You know that.
You can't stop what you're doing and just sit down and talk.
No, that's right.
Well, I don't want y'all to stay awake all night now trying to figure. If you're going to stay awake all night, try to figure out what we're going to do around here.
Well, we will.
Do a lot of our worrying.
Yeah.
Well, we set up and we figure and we plot and we plan and ain't none of it worked out yet, but they say a bad ending, bad beginning is a good ending, so we sure bound to have a good ending.
Yeah. Well, what do you think is the prospects or the your choices and all like that?
Well, the only thing I know is just to wait on the part for the baler.
Yes.
And if it don't come, I just forget about the whole mess. That's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Turn my cows in and let them eat.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, that's right. They can eat it if it's cut. I'm down. And talk of that.
Now, you think you've got a, you wouldn't consider putting in more hay and selling it, just going to the business?
No.
What you're interested in is just getting enough for your own.
That's right. Now, Ms. Miles, don't cut me no cake.
No cake?
No cake.
What about you, Dad?
Well, she can take it home.
No.
What about you?
Take a little piece.
You go ahead and ask me.
I had just ate breakfast when I come over here.
Two and one.
Well,
seems like I always get to your house about meal time. I don't know how. You know I wouldn't plan a thing.
We're not doing good. He won't eat a bite with us.
All right. Bye, George.
Oh, you said
I. Why, you don't, Mr. Miles.
Have a time.
No.
You gotta do better than that.
Look out.
Get him, Miss Mary.
When we, the last time he's in, we tried our best to get him to eat. And he said that you was expecting him home to eat.
I believe I remember that.
Well, now you mustn't
talk. Well, that's unusual.
You mustn't talk too much because he's always threatening to hit you at noon so you can get some of your biscuits.
Well, what? He won't eat.
Now, one time he did recently. So you talked about your
biscuits?
No,
a long time ago. Not recently.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been over there twice. We was eating. And he wouldn't eat a bite.
I don't remember the other time. I remember being there, but I also remember eating. Is that your Ford dealer up there? Do you get any service from them at all?
Well, you know, since we haven't done any new business with him since Paget left.
What happened to Paget?
He left and went to Ocala.
Ford place?
No, he's working at, I believe it's Alice Chalmer or something.
Well, you know, when you bought that Ford equipment, I couldn't say too much, but I told you about that Amen at Alice Chalmers' place down there at Ocala. And he has been in the hay business a long time. And he's a hay equipment man. And Red Smith. And all I have ever heard is that if he sells anything, he'll keep it going.
Keep it a-going.
Yes, sir.
He has been up here.
Yes.
Early in the morning, late at night, when we break down in the field, he'd be here.
Yeah, of course. You see, I'm not in the count myself, and I go out there and get hung up, and I just call him, and he tells me what to do, or else comes up here and does it, or sends somebody. And if I didn't have somebody, you know, to call on, I'd be in bad shape. I never have got any service much from the Ford people in Gainesville. They have never quite been on their feet. They're always changing hands.
That's right.
And if they get a good man in there, next thing you know, he's gone.
Well, they said that's what happened to Bill Paget. Is that his name, Bill? Anyway, Paget.
Yeah.
He got more money, and he left him.
Yeah. And they had this boy from Latchford, dark-haired fella. I call it, I can't remember his name. But he did some work for me up there before he came down here, when I was up at Latchford. And he's good. And they had him, well, chiefly he was in that service department. But he didn't stay long. He went back to Latchford and went in business for himself. Well, I enjoyed that, Faith.
Yeah, and I did too. I really did.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, even if you eat late breakfast, you have to sort of eat a little lunch.
I hardly ever do. Marvin, he fusses at me about not eating lunch. And when he comes home, I'm so starved out.
Why, that's right, yes.
But I don't like to sit down and eat by myself.
Well, now, let me tell you, that's a little different story from what you told last time.
Get it.
What did I tell you last time? I told you that noon come, I had to have something to eat.
Yeah.
Guys been reminding me of that all the time.
Well,
I don't like lunch either.
I'll tell you, I was that way. But I've got to kind of cut down on my meals.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Get some of this weight off of me on account of my blood pressure.
Yes.
So that's,
and that's the reason why I've been quit eating.
Well, I think, yes, you do that. And I think if you get a good dose of worry, yeah, that'll help you.
Yeah. Well, I've got it.
Good dose of worry.
Well, I sure have me and Marvin.
I don't know anything more full of more productive worry than this hay business. Now, if the eggplant business, something like that does it too, I don't know. But this hay in Florida. You know what I heard Dodd say one time over there? He said he had raised hay all his life. And he had, since he'd been up here, he had hay every year. But sometimes he said he thought he knew less about it than he did when he started. And you know what Shirley said? She jumped him. Why, she says, you know, if I thought that, I wouldn't say it. And he sort of backtracked and he said, well, he had some good hay customers, always came back for more. But I guess a fella feels that way every now and then.
Well, now there's a fella doing two jobs. He has to. He can't hay when the hay is ready. He has to hay when he's off.
You sure can't keep it from raining.
You can get out there and just cuss all you please.
Now, since we ain't got nothing to do with the wind and the rain and the cold and the thunder and the lightning, because if I had my way about it, it would never lighten no more. I'm scared of it. You know, Monday it killed 2 baseball players down there at St. Petersburg.
In a huddle.
Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. If they weren't but one bale of hay lying down there and I didn't have time to get it and I seen a bad cloud coming, I'm going home. I'm going to leave it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I ain't going to be out in the field when bad weather comes.
You're not going to
be out in the open.
Push your luck.
No, sir. And it's dangerous to be on a tractor.
I thought that was the safest to me.
Oh, no, sir, it's not.
With them rubber tires?
Mm-mm.
Well, I've gone out there and got on a tractor now and then, thinking I was...
I don't care if it is got rubber tires. You know, you just ride up out there in the open, right?
Uh-huh.
You just...
With a lot of metal.
Yeah.
To draw it. And then I sticking up there like a lightning rod.
That's right. Not me, huh?
Well, you leave before the cloud gets there.
I do. When I see it make it up, I'm gone.
Well, now you wouldn't be much help with getting things in out of the rain, would
no,
you?
No, sir.
You just get you in out of the rain.
I just get myself home and get out. Because when you see it making up a bad cloud, you know it's going to lighten it.
Well, Miss Mary, if you can't get a chicken yard built and you can't hay, and all you have to do is buy your hay and feed it to your cows, we might as well just move to town, don't you think?
That's what I think.
Why, you wouldn't do it. I wouldn't either.
You wouldn't?
Well, you wouldn't, would you?
I don't know so much about that.
What in the world would you do?
I don't know nothing. I don't reckon. Just sit down and watch the cars go by.
Wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah, that's right, sad. You know, I always think of your place over there. Every time I've been over there, up until just, you know, since Marvin's been working, something's always going on over there.
Let me tell you, when we went by Monday morning, the guy said, now I know that they are up to something. They're out seeing the cattle, or they own some little thing for something for the farm, you know. But it'll be interesting. And sure enough, it was.
Yeah, that's right.
Going to get a rooster.
And you had to go all the way across there and join. Yes, but the beauty of it was you got to visit with your brother.
That's right. If it hadn't been for getting to visit with him a little while, I wouldn't have went after
sure.
The chicken. But he wanted to give me the chicken. He had the chicken. And so we got up early while it was cool, and we went and we come back.
Yeah, we got home at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. It's 12:30 when we got back home. And I had our lunch already fixed. We ate, and Marvin got on his tractor and went to the field, scattered his hay. And then he He would have got the yard mowed. He was out mowing the yard. But my nephew that used to live in Gainesville, he's married and bought him a house trailer and lives over there with my brother. He saw me pass. He was at the filling station. And I didn't know. I asked my brother, I says, where's Thomas? He says, oh, he had to work today, but he didn't tell me where he was at. And then my niece's husband, he was there. And Marvin, so they come Monday evening, they got in the car and they come on over to the house. Thomas and Ted. And Thomas said, I saw you pass and said you wouldn't even stop to speak to me. And I said, well, where were you at? And he said, I was over at the filling station. And I said, well, I didn't see you, Thomas. He said, I know you didn't. That's the reason why I come on over here. So Marvin didn't get all the yard cut.
Just have interruptions.
Yeah. Well, he could cut it if he needed to. Yes, you always have something interesting going on. I think that's a nice thing about him. I just wonder a lot of times what I'd do if I didn't have to mess around with this place here. Oh. I don't keep it going right, but it keeps me going all right.
Now, I don't think we'd know what to do with ourselves if we didn't have a
place. Well, y'all got a nice place. It's pretty.
If you don't look too close, then you start seeing.
Did you tell me that this was a Welch place?
Yeah, Willie Welch.
I heard Mr. Guthrie talking about the Welches.
Yes.
What become of them?
Well, he died in 1925. But his family lived on here another 10 years or better. His boys was old enough to work. They had two boys and a girl. And Miss Sally sort of kept it going. And then the reason they lost it, they lost the place. They had money borrowed on it. And the Federal Land Bank foreclosed on them because they had sent the payments up there by one of the boys, and he had stopped at the pool room and played pool over there. That's the older boy. Jimmy is the younger boy and the older boy. So they lost the place.
Now, you know, isn't that something?
Both the boys grew up to be nice fellas. The older boy, too.
And you didn't buy it from them. You got it from...
Oh, no, they left in the 35, 6, 7, along there.
Well, didn't Miss Patterson sell her place?
Yes.
Well, where did she live?
Right down there on the corner of it. In a house they bought for one year and Paul. And they just kept that place for me, you know.
Is her husband living?
Yes. Did you know them?
Yes, sir. Not too well, but I knew them.
Miss Patterson seemed like she knew how to do everything. And he had that mill up there. He sawed lumber out there in the 1940, before the war, when they first come down here.
Yeah. And they used to have cattle.
Oh, did they? Where did they live? They didn't live up there.
No, sir, they didn't live at the junction. They lived down here somewhere.
Yeah.
Evingston.
Oh, that's right. They lived in that old place across from the post office down there. One of those old houses. Yeah. Yeah, for some of the time. And then they bought this place over here. And you didn't know them too well?
No, sir.
Well, actually, they really wasn't in your community much.
That's right.
Now, when you were young, you told me about that, the people that you knew there, these people where Miss Stacy lived, what was their name, Clark's. And then Woodard's daddy lived over there, Wade. And now, over back of you, yes, you talked about a lot of those people. Yes, a lot of young people. The people, I forget the names, who had the mill right back
there. The Stacy's.
So you had a lot of neighbors back then.
Yeah, we used to have lots of neighbors, but... They all died and left and moved away and so on and so forth.
I wish we could have a good old cane making again. Something like that.
Do you like cane?
Sure. And I would just love to. I think that would get rid of our worries. We just don't do those things anymore.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why we don't.
You know why? That is one of the terriblest jobs we used to make, sir.
Oh.
And every time we'd get to grinding cane, it'd set in the raining and freezing.
Bad,
yeah. Just set in and be bad weather.
Yeah.
It's just like a circus.
Oh.
Circus comes to Gainesville, you can look out for bad weather.
Yeah. And all that grinding and all that other stuff out there. It's not all under a shelter, is it?
No, sir. Wonder where you could get black molasses.
For your cattle?
Yes, sir.
People over here have got two of those huge tanks full of that stuff.
The Richardsons?
Yes.
Oh, they wouldn't let you have any of it.
No, they buy it.
I'm going to try to get me about 100 gallons.
What you going to do with it?
Feed it to my cows.
Well, what does up there at B&G?
Well, I made mention to Marvin. I asked him, he said, no, we couldn't get it there. He said that they might tell him where we could get it, but said that they didn't hand it on for their own use.
You mean 100 gallons would be too much for them? I bought it there.
You have?
I bought it there in 5 gallons for the horses. I never bought it and fed it to the cows.
Well, is it very expensive?
It is if you buy it in small quantities. But you buy it in those, buy a whole lot of it if you fix for it. Seem like it, the price is way down.
Now you feed it to your cows?
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna get me some of them sulfur blocks.
You had to cook. They don't cost as much more than the other. Nickel more, dime more.
You know, you got to go to town, haven't you?
Well, I may have to work on this, serve on the jury whether I go or not, but I guess I'll have to go. I was trying to get him this morning to see when he's going to be available. I don't want to go in unless I get him, you know. And even the operator couldn't get him. Couldn't get the line. But I'll keep trying.
We better go on. I hate to think about it.
Don't you want to take my place?
No, ma'am.
What did I do with that curtain rod?
I wouldn't know what to do.
I don't either.
Did I bring that in?
I don't know. Oh. You can get on cases where you have to spend the night with the jury.
Yeah.
Not allowed to talk. Oh, that Lord help us. I tell you. It couldn't come at a worse time. And how in the world they got my name, I don't know.
they got your name. They don't have no trouble getting your name.
They don't. I mean, but they sent me this thing and asked me did I think I'd make a good juror, and I said no.
They did. Then you got the summons.
Summons anyway. I told them, you know, that I taught, that I worked in town, and that I, you know, had to do these things. And that I had some eye trouble, and that I couldn't sit and look at lights, and I can't. I just can't do it. My eyes won't let me. So if I have to sit up here and have to face these lights down here, they'll have to carry me out on a stretcher. That'll be something. Maybe I'll do that. But since I think you ought to serve on the jury. I think that's a person's duty if you get called. Somebody has to serve.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's too many men, folks.
Well, and I told them, I taught, and if they wanted to use me, use me in the summertime. And I didn't have to. Now you just leave those go. Guys just going to put some water in the tank. And, there's nothing to do with the dishes. I just rinse them off and stick them right here and we'll wash them later. That's all we do then. Well, I tell you, I guess you could say that misery loves company. He got so tired, we both got, we had so many other things to do yesterday and the day before, and all he did was turn those bales of hay. Those and those down there, he's got some of them stacked up in the shed. He has to turn them all the time. And they're heavy and it just didn't seem worth it.
What did you go get your car?
He just took it out of the shed because he's got to, see, he can't leave. He's got to put those hay things back under some shed. Because you just can't, it's going to rain.
Ms., I guess I better run on and, I may have to call Marvin to go get that part.
Well, now you know how to go to Fred Farnborough's.
If you need to.
Yes, ma'am.
Right down here.
I'll tell him when he gets home.
Yeah.
Where it is.
I'll be right there.
Well, that's the end of the visit, the end of the tape, and this is Channel 1 over, around 775, Channel 1 over. around 7:75, the visit with Miss Guthrie. This Thursday, the 11th, Friday, the 11th of September, 1970. Friday, the 11th of September, 1970. The end of the visit with Miss Guthrie. This Friday morning, noon, lunch, the 11th of September, 1970, around Channel 1 over, around 7:80.